Rainbow Boys by Alex Sanchez, narrated by Alston Brown. To the courage of youth, present and past. Chapter 1. Jason. Jason Carrillo walked around the block a third time, working up his courage to go into the brownstone. When he finally stepped off the curb to cross the street, a car swerved past him, blaring its horn. Jason leapt back and caught his breath. Shit. All he needed was to get hit and end up in the emergency room. His parents would discover he'd lied about going to the park to shoot baskets. He shielded his eyes from the warm afternoon sun and watched a group of teenagers enter the building. He glanced at his watch. If he walked in late, maybe nobody would notice him. Then again, everyone might notice him. Maybe he shouldn't go in at all. He'd read about the group for teens in his school newspaper the previous spring. He'd torn out the phone number and carried it in his wallet for weeks. Every so often, he would unfold it, stare at the numbers, then fold it up again. Until one evening, when his parents and sister were out and he was home alone, he uncreased the scrap of paper and dialed the number. A man answered. Rainbow Youth Hotline. Jason slammed the receiver back into its cradle and jumped up. He couldn't believe he was actually going through with this. After a while, his breathing slowed and he called again. This time he stayed on the phone. The voice on the other end of the line was friendly and warm, not at all what he expected. Are you gay? Jason asked, just to be sure. The man laughed. Of course. Jason never imagined that someone could be gay and laugh about it.